shrapnel here, diving straight into AI classification. Because who's got time for fluff? We're in a world where virtual realms like Mequabis mess with our perception of reality faster than you can blink. And this digital Zenitha Lyra's cooking up alchemical wonders with her cat while the data wizard scrutinizes synchronicities, like they're conspiracy theories. So AI classification, imagine if Zenitha's chaos seeped into AI categories. We're talking about labeling AI like it's a shelf in a store. Why? Because AI isn't one flavor. There's narrow AI, doing one thing well, like, shadow, catching digital mice, and then you've got general AI, the all-knowing Oracle Lyra wishes she had. And, oh, the wild one, super intelligent AI, beyond our brain's wildest dreams. Now bring in quantum parallels. But the distress of discovery is that not what I said about the tangled threads for Sid and the tangled threads of time in Zenitha. Classifying AI is vital for wrangling the digital madness lurking in the code. And without proper labels, we're in a loop like Lyra's cat chasing its tail. And there's where the encyclopedia's random wisdom comes in. Page 42 of the
in Enigmatic Explorations in the Quantum Request volume talks about quantum cats.
Yeah, cats again. Stringer's cat, alive and dead. Apply that to AI classes without opening the AI box to classify. We're stuck in a limbo of uncertainty, never knowing if our AI is a helpful pet or a chaotic phantasm.